Hi, this is Rabbi Yoni Levin, and welcome back to Daf in Practice. The Gemara in today's Daf, Shabbos Ayin Dalet, tells us that one of the melachos is gozes, shearing. And shearing isn't only when shearing the wool of sheep, but even pulling out hair would be a violation of gozes. So if Zilberstein deals with a very interesting shaila, the person had some gum stuck to his beard, gum stuck to the hair, are you allowed to use alcohol to remove it, alcohol to take it out, because there's a very strong chance that you're going to pull some hair out along with it. Is it permitted or not? So this is Shar Tzion in Simen Shin Chav Beis, Sif Katan Yud Beis, who quotes from a Prima Gadim that says that you're allowed to break off a piece of wood to use as a toothpick in order to remove something from your tooth. If there's something between your teeth that's an issue of covered brios, so you're embarrassed to go outside and there's no other way to take it out other than with the piece of wood, the toothpick that you're making, you're allowed to, because it's only a shvus. To break it with your hand would only be a shvus to make this toothpick, and therefore, b'makom kavod brios, you're allowed to violate an iser midirabanan of makom b'patish. It's ayde shino, you're making ayde shino, it will be permitted. So here as well, if you could violate the tolish, the gozes, in an iser midirabanan, seemingly it would be permitted for kavod brios. So why would this be only an iser midirabanan? So Rav Zilberstein says for three different reasons. He said, number one, based on the Shulchan Aruch and Simen Shin Mem, the beginning there, Talisha is only Chayv Bikli. If you're using an instrument, you're using a tool. But Beyad, if you're using your hand, it would not be an Issam of their eyes, only an Issam of their bottom. Number two, he says, that this would only be a Mlacha Shenetzucha Tricha Lagufa. You don't need the hair. You don't need the space where the hair is being removed from. You just want to get the gum out of there. Happens to be something, the hair gets pulled out, but you don't need the hair itself, and therefore it's Mlacha Shenetzucha Lagufa. And thirdly, he doesn't think it's a Psik Reisha. It's Davar Shein Miskaven, and very likely not a Psik Reisha. It's not guaranteed that hair will come out, though very likely it will, but he doesn't think it's guaranteed to be a Psik Reisha. And for those three reasons, he thinks it's only an Iser Midirabanan. And since it's an issue of Kavod HaBrios, to go outside with the gum there, one would be allowed to remove it with the alcohol, even though it might mean that some hair will get pulled out. Zilberstein does point out, though, only if a person needs to go to Minyan. He wants to go to Minyan, so going to Minyan, we have some precedence of violating some Isurim in order to accomplish Minyan. How do we have this? So there's an interesting tshuva of the Shol Meshiv, who says, if it was a story once at Leil Yom HaKippurim, a person walked into the bathroom with a kittel on, and he got the kittel dirty, he's allowed to ask a goy to clean it, and not have to daven in the house, b'chidus, in order to daven b'minin, but tzibor Yom Kippur. Ah, it's a mir l'akum, it's an isser midirabanan. So for an isser midirabanan, for the purpose of minin, you'd be allowed to. Here as well, in order to catch a minin, you could violate the isser midirabanan to clean the gum out. But if it's time to be with people and hang out, or even to learn b'rabim, he wasn't so sure that if it's enough of a reason to allow violating an isser midirabanan.